It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
The title of this bulletin is Lisette Has Two Moms. Don't worry, despite the title, this story is not a candidate for removal from the library shelves at the U.S. Military Academy or from the performance calendar at the Kennedy Center. No, this is a simple story about the creativity of my new favorite lamb, Lisette, who's forging an interesting path in this world. I introduced you to her a couple of weeks ago. She was born to a very young mother who was somewhat neglectful and didn't appear to have a great deal of milk. I got concerned that she was failing after the first few days of life. A bottle of lamb formula, most of which she gulped down, seemed to give her the kind of boost she needed to be more insistent about following and nursing from her mom. Her inspiring will to live turned out not to be the end of the story. No matter how consistently she stuck with mom, she still seemed perpetually hungry. When the flock was milling around, she would constantly hunt for another udder to nurse from. She would try virtually anyone, including old barren ewes and castrated males, usually for no payoff. Lisette remained tiny, her health and energy uneven. I continued to offer her formula, which she sometimes took, other times resisted. When she was 6 days old, she got diarrhea, which sent me into a bit of panic, because diarrhea can be deadly in lambs, and one of her eyes seemed nearly glued shut. Following guidance I found online, I got Pepto-Bismol and sugar-free unflavored Gatorade, the former to calm her stomach, and the latter to restore electrolytes and prevent dehydration. The same day she got diarrhea, one of our older ewes, ear tag number 272, gave birth to a little ewe lamb. Like Lisette, this lamb was all black, and though she was 6 days younger, was already just as big as Lisette. I would be hard-pressed to tell them apart. Eric has now named the newer lamb Louisette. At this point, I was keeping pretty close track of Lisette, and the next day I noticed Lisette approaching 272 and starting to nurse. The ewe did not kick her away, as most ewes would when a strange lamb approaches. A few seconds later, when Louisette came around the other side, they continued nursing as if they were twins. By the time 2 days had gone by, the diarrhea had resolved, but Lisette was still not quite the picture of health. Eric's friend Susan, visiting for the weekend, noticed right away that she seemed to be shivering and standing with a weird posture. I gave her more Gatorade, followed by a little formula, and left the barn for Saturday evening, not entirely confident of her fate. But by Sunday, she had seemed to bounce back big time. Susan, again accompanying me at chores, exclaimed, "She's positively gambling." It brought to mind the line from Psalms 114 in the Passover Haggadah, "The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like young sheep." I believe 272's regular and ample milk supply is what led to Lisette's recovery and robust playfulness. At first, I attributed 272's allowing Lisette to nurse to simple confusion, as I had, over which lamb was which. But I'm now convinced that this is one of those cases of you adopting a lamb in need. It became evident a few days later, when coming up for evening chores, I found 272 alone with Louisette near the compost pile, baaing in the frantic, plaintive ways ewes do if their lamb is lost. Her own lamb was right there with her, but she didn't stop crying until I led her back to the barn, where she found Lisette. I once read a highly entertaining book about how hormones shape animal behavior. I felt the book explained well the sway hormones had over my own life at the time. I was particularly entranced by the description of how farmers could induce a lactating ewe to adopt an orphan lamb by sexually exciting the ewe, stimulating a flow of oxytocin, and putting the orphan in front of her. As to how farmers discovered this trick, the book pointed out, you shouldn't ask. I've since been unable to find the book again, but searching for it, I found an impressive body of scientific literature about this adoption strategy in such articles as Vaginocervical stimulation of ewes induces the rapid formation of a new bond with an alien young without interfering with a previous bond. In the Journal of Developmental Psychobiology. You can find it in the National Library of Medicine's PubMed database if you act before the DOJA science wrecking ball erases it. How did Lisette's adoption come about? I swear I had nothing to do with it, but it's been fascinating to watch its evolution because Lisette and her real mom, 376, never fully abandoned each other. They still sleep together every night, but Lisette divides her time. This beautiful, bright spring morning, I found her with her twin and 272 out on pasture with most of the flock. The three of them came into the barn when I arrived, leaving real mom, 376, out in the east pasture. When I kicked those in the barn out to the south pasture to prepare the feed bowls, Lisette realized she was on the opposite side of the fence from real mom and tried desperately to reunite, nosing each other through the fence. I lifted her over the fence, and she proceeded to nurse from real mom. What kind of balance of affection, distance, and forbearance will Lisette need to be both the lamb who craves connection with her real mom and the lamb whose stepmother is so devoted to her? It's hard to predict, but I expect Lisette, in making this family structure work for her, to develop into one of the more complex ewe personalities on the farm.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.